It is 8:16. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors alongside Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop. I'm Kevin Ingram, JT, our producer. We bring in Vanderbilt Athletics Director Candace Lee, who found out recently that she is indeed the full-time athletics director, had been serving in the interim role the last few months. Candace, welcome to the show, and congratulations, first of all.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I know it's exciting to have this opportunity for you, but in some ways, is this the most challenging time ever to work in college athletics, much less be the athletics director?
I mean, certainly from what I know, it's the most challenging time, but I think that there are also some great opportunities for us. I mean, first and foremost, I know we're all concerned about just the health and safety of our community, and juggling that, I think, is a huge responsibility, and certainly is challenging in its own right. But I also am inspired by the way that our community has been responding. And so I think that we're going to come out on the other side of this better. But there is no doubt that it's a challenge.
Where do you guys at Vanderbilt stand on getting students and athletes back on campus?
So just you're aware that the SEC has authorized student athletes to start engaging in voluntary workouts starting June 8th. So I think we're all virtually in the same boat in that we're trying to figure out the best way to phase everyone in. You know, we have to be mindful of institutional requirements as our university ramps up, but also what's happening in the locale. And, you know, Nashville may be different from Athens, which may be different from Gainesville, but we all have the same challenges. So we're working really hard to safely phase our student athletes back in. So I think we're all operating on the same timeline.
Gotcha. We're visiting with Vanderbilt Athletics Director Candace Lee.
Well naturally, Candace, as he said, congratulations. But what were you doing, Candace, when you got the news? I mean, then tell us, what were your reactions? Like, you know, like for me, I would have been jumping up. Yeah. What were you doing? You just calm, cool customer?
Well, you know, I mean, I've had 3 knee surgeries in the last 2 years, so I didn't jump. But I was very, very excited. And I was sitting in my new office called my dining room, and on one of several Zoom calls, but that was the most important one. So I was really excited, and still I'm very excited about the opportunity.
Well, you've been in the position, I guess, interimly for a while now. What are your first actions or top priorities as an athletic director? Let's say give us, you know, maybe top 3 priorities that you want to, you know, touch on first and try to implement as the new athletic director at Vanderbilt.
Sure. I mean, certainly the short-term goal is to get us to the other side of, or at least operating in a new normal given everything with COVID-19. So that's short-term. But I think it's important to say that all of the goals, and, you know, we had great momentum going into the shutdown, and that momentum has remained. And so my biggest focus is on making sure that our coaches and our student athletes and staff have what they need to compete and be successful. And so I know that includes facilities, and that includes all the things that we've outlined as priorities. I say my biggest ones are the things that touch our student athlete experience, and then the way that we engage with our stakeholders. So from our fans to our donors to our alums, really excited about some things that are forthcoming with alumni engagement. You know, as an alum, that's very personal to me, but I want our former student athletes to understand that this is always their home. And so I, you know, that's one of the positives that has come out of this pandemic, and we've been creative with how we're using Zoom and Teams and, you know, all these different tools to stay connected, and I have just been blown away. I'm not surprised, but blown away by just the passion that people have for Vanderbilt athletics, and they have very high expectations of us, as they should, and we have them of ourselves. So, you know, we're trying to compete and win, and that's my focus.
We're on with Vanderbilt's athletic director Candace Lee. Mark,
Candace, there's no question about your credentials. There's no question about your ability. But how important was it upon you taking the job that you would be allowed, the power to upgrade the facilities and not run into some of the roadblocks that I know you're familiar with that your predecessors faced?
No, it's a good question. I mean, I would tell you that I'm very careful to only speak from what I've seen as I've sat in the seat over the last, you know, few few months and certainly a few days in the permanent role. And I can tell you that even in being asked to take over in an interim capacity, it was made very clear to me that this university values athletics and that together we're going to do some things that we've never done before. And so I definitely appreciate the question, because I know that there's skepticism in some pockets, and, you know, I would never disrespect what people's experiences have been. I can just tell you what my experience has been in this short time is that we understand that we have a great opportunity as part of a great university, right, to use athletics as a platform. And our interim chancellor and provost, Susan Wente, our incoming chancellor, Daniel Dearmeyer, our board of trust, my other fellow vice chancellors, and just our campus community are really serious about this. You know, they're serious about this. We have an excellent university, and it's important that we have excellence across the board, including in athletics. And that's been not only been made clear to me, but there's consistent action behind that. And I know that that's what people need to see. They need to see consistency. And that's important to me. That's a priority for me. And so I look forward to just showing folks collectively, right, collectively as a university, that we're serious about this.
If there are no fans, but there is football, what kind of budgetary issues do you face in the coming months?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
If football gets on the field, but there are no fans, or at least limited fans, what kind of budgetary issues would that have you facing in the coming months?
You know, I think the order that you said it is really important, because, you know, you're saying if there's football but there's no fans, you know, having football is the biggest driver from a revenue standpoint, given, you know, TV contracts, all the media deals. Certainly fan engagement and the related revenue that comes from that is important to us. I mean, I would never downplay that. There is a financial impact. I would say that if we're able to play football, though, even if it's in front of no fans or with limited fans, that is still, right, you're still checking a very big box with that. And so, yeah, there are some financial realities, but there's no comparison if you compare the financial implications with no football at all versus football with limited or no fans. So, you know, it's a non-starter if there's no football in many ways. You know, people have asked, like, you know, people are asking ADs all over the country, are you modeling what it would look like if you had no football? And I think we all, you know, we all agree that you don't necessarily have to model that, right? Because the implications are severe if that were the case, right? So I think the biggest thing is if you're able to play football, then there's still financial implications, but they're certainly not nearly as significant as they would be if there were no football played at all next year.
Do you have some contingencies in terms of scheduling for football if some of your opponents outside the SEC or outside the Power Five can't play this fall?
You know, it's a good question. We're modeling a lot of different things, but I think it's really important to say that, you know, it's May 28th, and our focus has been, so yes, I have tons of models, have some contingency plans, but the biggest thing is what we've learned, if nothing else, from this pandemic, that time is our friend. Commissioner Sankey from the SEC says that all the time to us. And he says, think about what you know today versus what you knew 4 or 5 weeks ago. And so in the reverse, think about what we might know 4 or 5 weeks from now. And that's really important because, you know, this the data and the information and the expertise is being refined with every passing day. So the answer is yes, but I'm also careful to not say, like, we got to make a decision today about September. You know, we're going to keep planning to play the fall as scheduled. That's what we have to do. And we're optimistic about that. And as we get more information or if there's different guidance from the SEC or the NCAA, we'll adjust with that. But I've been really grateful, feel very fortunate to have the leadership of, you know, our fellow ADs and Greg Sankey, because I think we've done a great job of moving in concert, and that's going to dictate a lot of our future steps.
Candace, thank you so much for the time. Again, congratulations, and we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here this morning.
Thank you so much. I hope that you all stay safe and healthy. Same to your families, and really appreciate the support. Thanks a lot.
All right, same to you. Thanks a lot. All right. That is Candace Story Lee, the Vanderbilt Athletics Director. Got the job on a permanent basis a few days ago after a few months in the interim. And, of course, she has multiple degrees from Vanderbilt, was a basketball player and team captain there. So a lot of folks, myself included, I know you guys too, really happy for her getting the chance to have this job. But, you know, for somebody who's been at Vanderbilt for a long time.
I just hope they give her the chance to succeed. I don't question her ability. I just question whether the administration, you know, won't tie one hand behind her back and then blame her if things don't go the way they want. You know, let her upgrade the facilities. Let her make decisions on coaches. You know, let her do what an athletics director does, because that hasn't always been the case at Vanderbilt.
8:27 the time. This is the Wake Up Zone, and we are powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Hockey's plan, what David Poile said, and coming up a little bit later in the hour, going to have take three. So more of the show up next right here on 104.5 The Zone.